We just sang, if some lust or sharp temptation wounds me, Savior, and I fall, and I can relate. If you never feel tempted, it's because you're so easy, you don't even have to be asked. Or worse, Satan doesn't bother people that he's already got safely in his pocket. If that's you, better start screaming. Better start calling for a Savior. The rest of us know what temptation's like, but how can Christ sympathize? What does he know about what it's like to have those pictures pop into our minds, the suggestions we hear in our heads, the possibilities, sometimes really wretched possibilities that occur to us? But it says he was tempted in every way just as we are. So, how do you get tempted? He was tempted in that way. In fact, he was tempted worse than any of us because he stood up to it. Who gets hurt in a boxing ring? Is it a guy like me? No, sir. If I were in the ring facing some monster, he'd never lay a glove on me because I'd give up too fast for him. Far as I'm concerned, they ring that bell. It means lie down now. The problem with that game plan is that I am in the ring with a monster. I'm in the ring with the Prince of Darkness, the Lord of Flies. And if I don't fight, if I give up and give in, if you lie down for the devil, you may not get hurt much. But if you lie down long enough, when the bell signals the end of the round, he eats you. And that hurts exactly like hell. But even if we put up a fight, you and I don't know how hard Satan can actually hit, because the scripture says, with every temptation, God has provided us a means of escape, even to sending angels. He's never let us be tempted beyond what we could bear. But Jesus was tempted way beyond that, with no privileges, no bread from stones, no miracles, no means of escape for him. And sometimes when we have stood firm against some temptation, thank God, what other temptations were we falling for in the meantime? Satan doesn't care what we fall for as long as we fall. I don't know, maybe he suggests adultery. And we say, adultery? Never! So he says, all right, never mind adultery, how about dropping your devotions? And we go, oh sure, all right. And lie right down saying, okay, but no adultery. Or maybe we say, I insist on staying both pure and prayerful. I only lie down for stinginess, or laziness, or lying, or breaking the Sabbath, or, okay, devil, I'll judge somebody, whoever you say. It's only the one who won't go down who finds out how hard their opponent can punch. Jesus resisted and resisted and resisted and resisted long after I would have done anything rather than keep on fighting. And it was worse for him because he was really good. For him, the whole idea of sin, any sin, was grotesque. You see him tempted in the wilderness, you feel like, Lord, what are you doing there? Why should you even hear that stuff? I saw a picture in a kid's magazine of a boy with his pet tarantulas crawling all over his head. Yeah, I know, spiders are our friends, sure. But the first time that that kid had one of those things on his neck, moving up for his face, nobody's going to tell me it didn't take some getting used to. But apparently after a while you can have them crawling all over your head and it doesn't bother you a bit. For us, some temptations do shock us. Maybe while you're trying to pray and you hear blasphemies. Ever been there? But by and large, we've gotten very used to things crawling on our heads. Jesus never got used to it. If only he hadn't loved us, But he did. And so he chose to be one of us. And now it says we have a high priest. That means one of us who's fit to stand in front of God. We've got one of us who's got something fit to offer God in our name, something without sin. And I mean his huge love unto death. So that when Satan says, look, God, none of them loves you, not with all their hearts, the Father answers, one of them does. Look, Jesus was tempted to test how deep that love went. Temptation means testing. When Satan tempts us, he's always testing us. He's always saying, let's see how much you love that Lord of yours. Let's see how much you even love each other. Let's see. Every temptation probes to see how deep is your love. And Satan has been glad to show us our test results. I guess the difference is that when we've been fighting temptation, we were only fighting for the Lord. Whereas the Lord was fighting for us. And he was fighting for us because we failed. When all of us were lost, he loved us and stepped into the ring for us and said, let us take it over. Test me. He fought as one of us. No cheating. Just as we are. Hounded and harassed by the Lord of the flies. What pictures popped into his mind? What suggestions did he hear in his head? What wretched possibilities occurred to him and occurred to him day after day and hour after hour? It's the fighter who won't go down who takes the real beating. And Jesus wouldn't go down. He was fighting so hard he didn't even think about his own hunger for 40 days. Why not? As he was thinking about you and me. While the serpent was saying over and over, do you want to hurt? There's another way. I'll show you. Over and over, Christ said, no. No. Satan said, have you pictured what it'll be like when they actually pound the nails through? Or what it'll be like alone in the dark when your father abandons you? Or right now, if your father loves you, why'd he leave you here in this wilderness with me? Christ said, my Father loves me. Satan said, you're hungry, you're tired. You've already done so much for them, but how deep is their love for you? How deep has it ever been? Sin once and be done with them. But Jesus Christ said, no. For 40 days and for all his life and through all the last temptations on Good Friday, he was with wild beasts in his passion, with Satan the worst, and Satan saying, you know, you can stop this at any time. But Jesus said no, through the beatings and the floggings, until he was lying on his back on the ground on a cross with his arms stretched out and the point of the nail just on his hand and the hammer lifted to drill for core samples. How deep is your love, Jesus? But I was on his mind. And he fought for you. Hanging in the air in agony in the dark air full of temptation, Satan says, come down from the cross. This is too much. You almost hurt, fool. Fool, if God loves you, why did he leave you here? Look how your mother is crying. You know, you can stop this. You can stop this at any time. Save yourself. But Christ said, no, neither death nor life nor angels nor devils nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from them. And that is why every last one of us who know him, we really do want to fight for him now. We want to be able to take a punch for him, to endure a little of the darkness without folding, to resist when it's not pleasant. If we must fall, we want to go down fighting. And if we fall, He's not ashamed of people who get hurt fighting by his side. Repent and he sets us on our feet again, as if we never fell. It's not that we can't fall. It's that with Christ we don't stay down. Just as we sang, if some lust or sharp temptation wounds me, Savior, and I fall, what then? Then make me think about your passion, Lord, and you will heal it all. How? When Jesus Christ stood in for you to get tested for you, do you know what the test showed? Love to infinity. And if you add my shallow love to the love of Christ, how much is that? Infinite. And if you subtract all my lovelessness from the love of Christ, how much is his love now? Infinite. And it doesn't just say there is a high priest. It says we have him. If we're his with all our weaknesses, then he's ours with all his might. And he insists that his huge love isn't just his. He says it's our love, his and ours together. Because he says we're together now and nothing's going to separate us. So however I fall, let me think about his passion. Let me see the love that I get the credit for. If you take all the times we've lain down and subtract it from the love that was found in Jesus, it's still infinite. All the sins of man, if you add Christ to us, how deep is the love that man has offered up to God in Christ Jesus? Oh, depth of love to me, revealing the sea where my sins disappear. It must drive the tempter crazy, which is a blessing in itself. In the meantime, we have a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses now and who can also see the day of our power that is ahead, for we shall be like him. In the meantime, until this round ends, resist the devil. When you're tempted, don't tell him you don't want to sin. Part of you does. Don't tell him you love Jesus. Part of you doesn't. Whatever he offers, tell him Christ has reconciled me to God, not charging me with any sins. However he hits, tell him there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Whatever he suggests, tell him nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ, my Lord. And he will flee from you. And he will flee from you. We're going to win some rounds. Tell me that's not worth fighting for. And in the meantime, anybody who stands up will take a beating in the ring. But any time now, that bell is going to signal more than just the end of the round. Amen.